And it's that time again to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
It's getting closer to Christmas.
I know. You should see all the beautiful trees in the Appleton Civic Center, because we do have the Festival of Trees going on.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're kind of doing everything a little different here now in Appleton. You know, we had that Saturday kickoff and everything. And so starting December 1st, so starting last week on Thursday, through I think it's the 15th, you can walk down, check out the down the hallway, and check out all the trees. And then there are two voting options. You can vote for your favorite tree as an adult, and then we're also having a kid's choice. So that's something kind of new and different that we're doing. And so there are quite a few trees. I haven't counted them, so I don't know for sure. But I'm going to kind of do some posting on Facebook of some of this stuff, too. So stop on down and check out the trees, because it's just sparklingly beautiful. The city put up their big tree, and we've got everything decorated. So the city crew and the city office people and everybody just really rallied this year to get everything beautiful in here, and it's looking spectacular.
Awesome. So, good.
Yeah, stop on down. I know you enjoy all those trees too.
Yeah,
Paul.
I do. I enjoy them just like you do, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure your house your house looks festive as well, with a lot of Christmas decorations up. Huh?
I've got a few. I just feel like we just started so early, because Thanksgiving was earlier this year. So yeah, I got a jump start on all of it, and it's looking pretty sparkling, pretty too at home.
Good. I know it's your favorite season.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's all the lights or something. It just makes you happy, doesn't it?
It does. Well, fill us in. What's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of things going on just this week alone. Tonight at 5:30, we have a preschool story time. It's a sing and dance your polka dot pants kind of event. And it should be super fun. We're going to be singing. We're going to be dancing. We're going to put polka dots on everyone. And that is at 5:30 p.m. for our children and families. So stop on down. It should be a super fun event. And then also while that's going on, we adults are going to have a rag rug tree class down in the meeting room, the Civic Center meeting room, for adults, and that is at 6:30 p.m., and registration was required for the rag rug class, not for the preschool sing and dance in your polka dot pants class. Anyway, and so we're going to be making some rag rug trees, and they actually are pretty spectacular looking. That will be at 6:30 p.m. tonight. So 5:30 is the preschool polka dot sing and dance, and 6:30 we're making rag rugs today. And then tomorrow is an after school program. They're making a candy cane wreath, and this is for kids for after school. And they are really cute, these candy cane wreaths. I can't believe how cute they are. And then Steve Stierrud is going to be here on December 7th also, which is tomorrow. And he'll be here from 4 to 6 p.m. to help with computer, ABE, ESL, any kind of questions or things that you have for tech or more. And then on Thursday, we're taking a bus trip to the Sound of Music in Alexandria.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, that was a registration, and we are full and everything. And registration, I advertised that a couple of weeks ago. And then Saturday is Saturday with Santa. And it's the real deal, Paul. We have a real Santa with a backdrop and elves, and it is probably one of the best photo ops for families that will be around.
Oh.
And that is here at the Appleton Public Library from 10:30 to 12 noon.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, okay. The 10th of December, this Saturday from 10:30 to 12 noon. We've got Santa, we've got crafts, we've got games, we've got a photo op. We have all sorts of different things planned while you're waiting your turn to take a picture with Santa.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it is. I couldn't believe it. Santa had a choice of like 5 or 6 different backdrops that we could pick from.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty professional. So, and I mean, when I first met him, I looked at him like, you look just like Santa. And he goes, that's my sideline business.
Oh.
That will be a super fun event. So this is our crazy week, Paul.
All right. So bring the kids on over to the Appleton Library this Saturday. What were the times again?
This Saturday, anytime from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, we will have Santa here, a Santa photo op. We'll have all sorts of really cool crafts and games and fun things for children and families to do together.
All right.
And so keep that in mind. This Saturday, we hope to see you there.
All right. Real good.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've got so many different things. Every Wednesday after school, we've got a variety of things. We've got a Harry Potter Club on the 14th, ornament painting on the 21st, and then we have Lego Club on the 28th. So it's every Wednesday we always have something going on. We still are meeting this month for our book club. Our book club wanted to meet, and we are reading The 7 Days of Us by Francesca Hornack. And we are going to meet on Tuesday the 27th at 5 o'clock because the library is closed on Monday the 26th, which is normally when we would meet with the holiday being on a Sunday. That's just how it worked out.
Okay.
Plus, our winter reading program starts for adults, too, and registration for that will begin on December 12th. And you read books and you earn prizes just like the kids, only it's for adults. Yeah,
awesome.
It's something for everyone, you know.
That's right. A lot of activities at the library.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. And then, of course, there's lots of cool books to be reading. You know, Richard Paul Evans has a new book out called A Christmas Memory. In 1967, the joy of the holiday season seems out of reach to a boy whose brother died in the Vietnam War and father lost his job. And so, you know, it's always a heart-tugging type book that Richard Paul Evans puts out that never disappoints.
Okay.
Nora Roberts has a book out called that completes the third, or the Dragonheart Legacy series. It's the third book, and it's called The Choice. And so if you've been waiting for that third one, and I'm telling you, I have had so many customers saying, is that third book from Nora Roberts out yet? Well, it's here.
Wow.
And then Daniel Steele, of course, has got a new book out called The Whittiers. After tragedy strikes, six adult children return to the family home without their parents for the first time. And then Jerry Seinfeld has a book out. That might be something you'd be enjoying to read, too, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee Book. It's behind-the-scenes photos and stories of the streaming series about the art of comedy. So a little something for everyone. And, of course, if you're looking for a book to read, stop on down. We love to make book recommendations. Or if you need to buy a book for that special someone, we might be able to help you out, too. We can't buy the books for you, but we can kind of give you some suggestions on what to purchase.
There you go. Where are you located, Cindy?
We are located currently at the Appleton Civic Center, where all the beautiful Festival of Trees are located. And our hours are Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, have fun with Santa on Saturday.
Yeah, make sure that you stop on down. Like I said, it's a great photo opportunity.
All right. Mm-hmm. For adults, too, right?
Yeah, anybody could. Hey, I think Santa's for everyone. I love Santa.
There you go. We all love Santa.
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time, then.
Yeah, sounds fabulous. Have a great week.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.